I hooked you up with this person just so you could tell them something.
Really?
On the phone? I can't see them? I don't get clues from how they're dressed or what they look like? Or nope. I know them pretty well. And if you ask, I'll tell you things that you need to tell them. I'd like them to know. I went, wow, I never thought of that. So this young man gets back on the phone and fixed my problem and all that. And so I said, what I love about dealing with people on the phone, he said, is there anything else I can help you with? I love to hear that now. Did you have any other questions? I do. So I said, yes. He said, do you have any questions? I said, yes. And then I realized I didn't know what I was going to ask him because I didn't get that piece of information. That's another factor that will hold you back from growth in this is if you don't have all your ducks in a row and you don't, if you go, do you want me to say something to them? And he says, yes. And then the next question is, what do you want me to say? Have you ever had him tell you, I'll tell you when you get there? I'll tell you when you open your mouth? Yeah, we're building trust with him, and it also helps us realize this isn't about me. I'm willing to look foolish, you know, to bring a word of encouragement that could change somebody's life. And the way I look at it is, if I was on the receiving end of it, I sure wouldn't want somebody to be afraid to say something. So he said, do you have any other questions? I said, yes. And he said, okay, what can I help you with? And I said, hold on. What am I doing? And all of a sudden, I just saw this vision in my mind of him sitting at a cubicle. I saw a cubicle. And I thought, okay, well, that's got to be a course. He's a customer service guy. Everybody works in cubicles. So I thought that was just a really good guess. But I said, do you work in a cubicle? And of course, he kind of went, yeah. And so it was this process of, okay. And when I said that is when I started getting the rest of the picture. And do you have on three walls of your cubicle black and white photos of trees, like Ansel Adams, you know, photographs? And it got really quiet on the other end of the line, and he goes, yes.